knowledge is the secret of transformation. If you are receiving the right and positive knowledge, you will be transformed into a better version of you. So the knowledge that you are receiving must bring transformation, and you must decide to renew your mind so that you are changed into a better version of you. So whatever you receive in form of knowledge will either deform you or transform you. There's always a better version of you that you must become. If you're a child of God, you must understand that until you leave this earth, there is always room for improvement. You must always crave to see a better version of you. Hallelujah.
Now, your word in season.
As much as God is your God, He is in your environment. You submitted your will to receive Jesus as your Savior. He didn't force Himself on you. It was a function of your will. That is why we say you have yielded your soul to God. So, okay, your soul is saved. What is that? Your will is saved. It's your will. It's your will. So, there are two forces on earth. You can never be neutral. Your will must be yielded to one of the either sides. It's either your will is yielded to the creator or to the opposer. Who is the opposer? I know you know. Who is the opposer? Who? Please talk, because you know how to talk. Who is the opposer to God? So it's either your will be yielded to God or to Satan. You can never be neutral. Some people, they say, I don't believe in God. That means what they are saying is that I won't yield my will to God. I don't believe in God. But they are saying, I don't believe in God. They have automatically yielded their will to the force that opposes God. So you are anti-God. By you are not anti-God, are you? So now, the Creator had a plan. He also had a will before He created man. What was His will? His will. The word pleasure is will. So, what was His will? Revelation, the book of Revelation. The revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 4, verse 11. Now we have the board. So, if the board is on, then I must write. What do you think? If you don't write, the board won't be happy. Okay. So, now you have God's will. You have man's will. Then you have Satan's will. All of the two are in man's environment. Now, man can decide to yield here or to yield there. You can never be neutral. When you ignore this one, you have automatically chosen this one. So he to whom you yield your will eventually control you. So the yielding of will is what births control. The yielding of will is what births what? Control. Now, listen to God's will. This is His will. Remember when Jesus was even teaching us prayer? What did Jesus say?
He says, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Matthew chapter 6 verse 10. Thy kingdom, thy will be done. Where? Earth. Where does man live? Earth. So, man exists in the environment called earth. And God, Jesus said, thy will be done in earth. Where does God live? Heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is where? Not as it is in hell. So any man that aligns his will to the will of God has chosen heaven on earth experience. You are not minding me. Has chosen what? Heaven on earth experience. So any experience you are having here on earth, you should measure it. If I've submitted my will to the will of God, then I must be experiencing heaven where? You are not minding me. On earth. Revelation chapter 4 verse 11. My goodness. God's will for you is that you become great. And yield your will to that one. Yield your will to that one. I will. What was his will? Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things. Why did he create them? For thy pleasure they are and were what? The word pleasure, I said, is the word will. So, whatever you will is your pleasure. I hope you are following the thing. All right. So, yielding your will to God is the best thing you can have on earth. Then your will now have strength to become whatever it must become. Those that also yield their will to the devil, they become whatever they want to become, isn't it? But at the end, it will end them where? But when you yield your will to God, it will end you where? So, you are never neutral. Where would you yield your will? And remember, the will is a component of your soul. Where you yield your will, you have yielded your soul. So, if you yield your will, me homosexual, Jimmy. What did I? Hey, did I? Forgive me. For I didn't mean to say that. Hey, why did I say that? Me perse. Why not cast me perse that? Me perse. Sasem na ya ka. Na ye good. Me perse. But what can me perse na? Eya rese wo perse no. Wo perse no. Eni nya me perse. Esa so. Me perse me ye homosexual. Ye rebe ajina. Because that will is against the will of God. So the will of God is revealed in his word. The will of God is revealed in his word. So the simple question, what is the will of God for my life? Prophet, the will of God. That's why a lot of people are confused. So what do I say? Obise. Nyamisi. Nyamisi mi nyayeno. Unyayeno. Nyamisi mi nyayeno. Kase mi pese mi jane. Men kase nyamisi mi nyayeno. Uye shio se nyamine kai. Kaise. I think I'm speaking too much. He said, God says I should leave him. Are you sure it's God? Say, I want to leave him. I will leave him. Don't say God says. Because many people blame God and they don't even know his will. Am I communicating? So, become a better version of you as far as your soul is concerned. Your will, when it is continuously yielded to God's will, become better as a child of God. You will become better. You will be able to take better decisions. Huh? Because your will, which is that which fuels your decision, is submitted to the will of God. Hey! Maybe let me read you three scriptures. I'll close. Why? Prepare. Romans chapter 8. And remember, God cannot force you. You can be a Christian, but your will is not yielded to the will of God. You don't want anything his word says. It is your own will that you do things with. Do you understand the point? Yeah. Husbands! Love your wife. So what is the will of God for husbands? Tell me. And now he's beating the wife. He doesn't care about the wife. So that man, who is his will submitted to? Why do you beat a woman? Why can't you beat a woman? A man beating a woman. Shame on you. You are beating a woman. How can you beat a woman? We were supposed to love them, not to beat them. Wives, submit to your husbands. Now, she is insulting the husband. Who is her will submitted to? Shame on you. How can a woman be insulting her husband? How? You see who your will is submitted to? So all the problems man has is who he has yielded his will to. There are issues, it is the yielding of the intellect. We'll come there. Because it doesn't matter how much you submit your will to God. If you decide also not to build your intellect, you have gold, but you don't know what to use it for. So those that have sharpened their intellect will come and take it away. And give you small money. Then they'll go and use it to do things and bring it to sell to you for big money. So that one, it is under development of intellect. Am I communicating? You drink water. Then you throw it in there. And Christians do it. You see that one? You see, your will has a problem there. But intellects will have a problem. Ask somebody for me, why do blacks spoil everywhere they go to? Ask somebody for me. Huh? Okay, I said we're reading Romans chapter where? 8 verse 5 to 9. I think only three scriptures because time is fast spent. Have you ever heard the word brainwash before? But you know brainwash, they use it in a negative sense. Say he's brainwashing you. I think brainwashing should never be a negative word. Because your brain must be washed. As I'm preaching the word of God, is your brain not being washed? Yes. It's being washed. So that you can think correctly. So some people, their brains are dirty. They have filled their brains with dirty things. So it must be washed for them. So what is happening is brainwashing. It's a good word. Okay, Romans 8:5-9. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Okay? Verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So now he's telling you, where you yield your mind to determines the results you have. Because mind there is soul, which has will, intellect, and what? Emotions. All right? So he says, if you yield your will here, if you are spiritually minded, tilted towards God, you have life and peace. You are tilted towards the other way, death. Death. The next verse, verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity. Enmity is an enemy against God. You see? For it is not subject to his. So anytime you see that, you are fighting the word of God. You are fighting to submit to the word of God. You are actually deciding where your will should be tilted. And that will affect your decision. That will affect your desires. So when we see the wrong decisions you are making, it is simple. It is because you have yielded your will to the wrong direction. I hope you are getting the point. Say, my will is powerful. And I will yield it in the right direction. Beautiful. Look at the next. Verse 8. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Now, let me explain a technicality. I think you love the word of God, so you allow me to explain this. You know, the word flesh and the word body. There's a technicality. Sometimes you can use flesh to represent body. But it is not always so. The word flesh in Greek is sarx, like this. S-A-R-X. The word body is soma. You see, they are not the same words. This has to do more with the yielding to lusts and things that destroy. Okay? But the body is where the spirit lives. But when you yield your body to do things that are not correct and against God's will, we say you are walking in the what? The flesh. So flesh is more of a mind thing than a body thing. I hope you are getting the point. Hello? So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Go, verse 9. But ye are not in the flesh. But where are you? If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So you that you are a child of God, you are a Christian, you have the Spirit of God. Now the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, you are not in the flesh, you are in the Spirit. So now, let your mind, your will, be after the things of the Spirit. All right? Hallelujah. So, dedicate yourself to the revealed word of God. Especially the one that is written in the Bible. Anytime you read the will of God in the scriptures, what God expects of you in the scriptures, and you decide to go in that direction, it is your will that you are yielding. Right? Good. And your will, when yielded to God, will affect your pleasure, your decisions, things that give you pleasure, and things that gives you delight, things you approve of. So if this applies to every area of life, let me ask you a simple question. A God who created the universe, I hope you know the universe is not only the earth. Mention some things in the universe you know for me. Other planets. Mention some. Jupiter. Saturn. You don't know planets. She. Do you think the will of this God for us is to do small things? Look at when he wanted to create the things he did. Do you think this God wants us to be poor? A God who could create sea, and the fish in it has not run out. He created billions of stars. Billions of stars. I don't know what he's using them for. He created them to give him pleasure. That was his will. Billions of stars. So many. And you think he doesn't want you to own one house on earth? But what is this? Wow. He created gold. He doesn't want you to have some gold. Say, the will of God is for me to live a good life. Come on, say it. So anytime you come to church, what I am trying to help you do is to help you tilt your will towards the will of God. That is my whole assignment. And when your will is tilted towards the will of God, you realize that it affects your decisions, it affects your desires, it will affect what gives you pleasure, it will affect your choices, it will affect everything. And now you realize that your will becomes better by the revelation of the will of God. So when your will marries the will of God, your lives become a better life. Have I made sense? And anytime you marry your will of God to the will of God, though it may not be pleasant, you will end up a blessing. You will end up a better person. You will end up in a better position. For example, the will of God was for Jesus to die for us. Do you know that was not the will of Jesus? Jesus didn't want to die. Somebody say, Pastor, what are you saying? What am I saying? In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed. His sweat turned into blood. Do you know what he was bargaining? God, this will is too much. Let the cup pass from me. But at the end of the prayer, he realized God is not going to change his mind. Then he said, not my will, but your will be done. That means if it was Jesus' will, call who? Da! Are they? But you see, he came to do the will of God. Huh? He came to do the will of God. In Hebrews, he says, he went away again and the second time and prayed. Saying, oh my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. Give me the one in Luke. The one in Luke. So Jesus submitted his will to the will of the Father. Huh? Luke 22, verse 42. So, the will of God may not be nice because what he's suggesting to you, you don't like it. Like, you want to go to America, but he is witnessing in your heart to go to, not to go to UK, to go to, can you just imagine? Not to go to Canada. No, to go to Abuasi. What is it? He's saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not, talk to me here, but thine be done. Not my will, but your will be done. I pray that in any given moment, you know the will of God for you. In the name of Jesus. Your will is yours to yield. Not for anybody to take. It is yours to yield. I pray that anytime you yield your will, it will be towards God. That is the only way your will becomes better. That part of your soul. And remember what that part is for. It's for decision making. So if you check that all your decisions are bad, all the decisions you are taking, very bad decisions, very, very, very bad decisions, all your decisions are bad. Check it. Your will is not becoming better. Your will is yielded probably to the wrong direction. I hope you are getting my point. Hallelujah. Anytime you seek counsel, you really actually want to yield your will to the right direction. That is why you are asking, what should I do? That question, what should I do, is you want your will to go in the right direction because you are now about to make a decision and you don't want to go wrong. Am I communicating at all? I see people with strong will that will go in the right directions here. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody shout a living amen. Amen. So any decision you take, whether marriage, whether business, whatever decision, it's your will that is taking it. And I pray that it will be in the right direction. Even in Jesus' name. Somebody shout a living amen.
Amen.
Okay, I've finished. Huh? I've finished. Somebody say, oh, wow, you. So everything in your environment will try to influence your will. Be careful what you yield it to. All right? Amen. I have many things to say, but I can't say them today. Let me pause here. Yield your will always to the word of God. You realize that your will always be tilted towards him. Anytime you open your Bible, I pray that he will speak to you. Anytime you come to church, I pray that he will speak to you. May he teach you his will. May he teach you his will. David said, teach me your will. Teach me your will so that I will do your pleasure. Teach me your will. May that be your heart's cry. Teach me your will. I want you to close your eyes at this moment. You want to talk to the Lord. Lord, teach me your will. Lord, teach me your will. Lord, teach me your will. Pray. Talk to the Lord. Teach me your will. Psalm 143 verse 10. Project it. Teach me your will. Lord, teach me to do thy will. Teach me to do thy will. Thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Teach me to do thy will. Teach me to do thy will. Let my will always be yielded to your will. May I not live my life by my own will that may lead me into destruction. Teach me to do thy will. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Teach me to do thy will. If I have missed your will in any way, please bring me back to your will. Teach me to do thy will. Teach me, Lord, to do thy will. Teach me to do thy will. Teach me to do thy will. May I be a person that serves your will, that is ready to go in the direction of your will, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for blessing us. Thank you for showing us your word. Thank you for instructing us. Thank you that our hearts are yielded. And I pray for everybody under the sound of my voice that they will submit to you continually. And as we become better versions of ourselves, we do well in every area of life, even in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Turn to somebody and ask the person, did you hear anything? What did the person say? If the person said yes, ask the person again, what did you hear? Tell me one thing. Tell me one thing you heard. Tell me one thing you heard. What did he say? Hallelujah.
God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross, and on the third day you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible-believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd's Dream Church, and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by The Shepherd's Dream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, or podcast addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Dream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages, and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540 953 015 or +233 558 863 287, or visit our international office at Edum opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.